It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
The Gains of Total Surrender. Memory verse today is taken from Hebrews 12:2, which says, "Looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." In my study on this topic, I noticed that Apostle Paul, who said in Philippians 4:7, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ," was promoted so highly that in 2 Corinthians 12:11 he said, "I'm not behind the greatest apostles." When we talk about promotion, many of us think about titles. Titles are beautiful, but I will rather be a deacon that can raise the dead than be a national pastor that cannot heal a fly. I preached a message on total surrender one day in church. In those days, only a few members had cars. After the service, a young man came to me and said, "Daddy, from now on, I surrender all to Jesus." I said, "Really?" He said, "Yes." I then said, "Good. So we will now be able to borrow your car tomorrow for a church assignment." He replied, "But I have to go to work tomorrow." I laughed and I said, "I just wanted to show you that you haven't surrendered all." I only asked about the church borrowing his car, and that was difficult for him to agree to. What if I asked for something bigger? What could make an individual surrender totally to God and even serve him without pay? I found the reason in Philippians 2, 5-11, which is our Bible reading for today. It started by saying, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." It further told us how great Jesus was and how he humbled himself unto the point of death, even the death on the cross. Then verse 9 says, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him." At that point, I knew that the gain always outweighs the pain. Hebrews 12:2 says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." When you seek the things of God first, the other desires of your hearts will also be granted unto you according to his will. When you lay your life down for God, he will surely honor you in return. There is great joy awaiting anyone who surrenders totally to God. If you surrender all that you have to him, he will give you more in return. Beloved, surrender all to God and he will bless you far beyond your imagination. Prayer point. Lord, help me to surrender all to you today in Jesus' name.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to the Open Heavens devotional today. For more details, please contact RCCG Praise Palace Northampton Church on pastor@praisepalace.org.uk or visit the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace at Briar Hill Community Centre at the Spring, Briar Hill in Northampton.